It's DJ Holiday and Ebony, a.k.a. the Aries. Stay tuned.
Dealing with the Aries Season 2, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We are back, man, from another amazing week of life and living and all that good stuff like that. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. All the fans, supporters, we really appreciate y'all. Each and every time y'all lock in with us, man, we feel the love definitely from last episode. Y'all like the new vibes we got, and it's amazing, man, by the way. So shout out to everybody out there. Tune in. I'm the one and only DJ Holiday, of course, one half of the Averys and my beautiful
What you got to say today?
Voluptuous.
You got something to say every day. What you got to say today?
You got that little glitter shit on your chest? What you got on today?
It's Tom Ford.
You put a little streak in there.
Why you got to call me out?
Like just Jessica Rabbit.
Just let people see it and notice it and stuff. Why you gotta call me out all the time? You gonna just tell all my secrets, huh?
Oh, man, everybody know that.
Everybody don't know what type of lipstick I wear.
Oh, okay.
They just know it's red. Hey, y'all, I'm Ebony.
That's a drop.
That is me.
As if she needs one. What's up, though?
What's up, babe? How you doing?
I'm good.
You know, as if I don't do that. What?
Are you trying to bring that up? I know your ass.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Cool, what in the world are you talking about?
I'm going on a spiritual path right now, and I'm.
He getting skinny, y'all.
My body's changing.
No lipo, though.
No lipo.
Pay attention to what he said last episode, and then think about that, and that's what he talk about. He's losing some weight.
I mean, I'm just trying to get ready for your birthday.
Okay.
It's important to me that I.
So you're going to be the only fine one on my birthday.
Well, it's up to y'all what y'all do between now.
I'm going to be fat and you're going to be fine.
But I'm coming to shut it down like Zaddy.
Wow.
I want to be Zaddy vibes.
Shirt off, all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it get down to what I think it's going to get down to by late June, oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what?
It's Daddy vibes. Zaddy vibes.
I might join you because I'm fat. I'm just keeping it.
It's all in your mental.
Everybody know I keep it all the way 100. Y'all know I don't lie, I don't sugarcoat. I tell you what it is, like it is, and I'm fat. Well,
but see, okay, if you did,
some people gonna be like, "You ain't fat. You look good."
Yeah,
I'm bigger than I would like to be, guys. And it's not. I'm not saying I look horrible, but to myself, I feel big. I don't like the way I look in certain clothes, and you know,
it's a self thing.
It is. And it's all about how I feel. And, you know, right now, I don't like the way I feel.
Well, join the journey with me.
I might get on it with you. I just don't want to do it. I'm scared.
See, when I told her what I was going through physically, she told me I was tripping. But it's a ride. Like I said, check last episode and you'll know where I'm at.
Man, just go on and tell them. Everybody in the world doing it anyway. So you might as well go on
and tell
them.
Ain't none of your business what I'm doing.
Everybody in the world is doing what he's doing.
I'm dieting, and it's a journey. That's all I can say.
Well, you look, I see a difference a little bit.
You see it?
A little tiny difference.
Raven, you lying? No, Raven would tell me. She be like, you look
His
chill.
Face look a little, it's slimming down a little bit, right?
Well, no, you know, I've been, like, me and my daughter.
Your skin is glowing a little bit.
Me and Ryan went on an amazing, like, workout the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We was jogging and everything. Like, she was like, daddy, go. And me and the dog, we go on our little morning walks and shit now, so.
Okay, so I feel like you're trying to sabotage me.
Why is that?
Because you going to be all skinny and fine, and then you go to the grocery store and buy Brookies and Oreos.
That's for Ryan.
And you know, Ryan don't like Oreos.
I packed them in the lunch.
That's all for me. You're trying to sabotage me. You're trying to get me fatter.
Ryan,
and you trying to get skinny.
I pack good stuff for Ryan because she trades it at lunch. You don't even know nothing about this. See, I be getting my daughter right. She be trading her shit, trading her snacks.
But still, you're trying to get all skinny and stuff, and I'm going to be all...
Oh, Ebony, you got time? Stop eating. You'll be right for your birthday. We'd be good.
Stop eating. What you trying to say?
Anyway, what's going on? What else going on?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Is there something else going on?
Yeah.
What else is going on?
I mean, are you excited?
You beard fished me last week or
oh,
2 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah. It grew back.
I'm so glad. Men, listen.
Yeah.
Don't shave y'all. This and this, don't shave it off. If y'all got a beard and a mustache and a goat, whatever this is called, the
sideburns
connecting.
I told you it would grow back in 2 weeks.
Don't shave it off because y'all look crazy.
I was trying to give you somebody else in the bedroom,
like a whole different like
I was giving you just came home from the military teacher,
like school coach vibes. That's what you gave me, like PE coach, like
PE coach. You dated a PE coach with no mustache?
No, I'm saying that's the vibes you gave me. Like he took all the hair off his face, y'all. He took all the hair off his face. Just he didn't even look like he had a top lip no more. Like it looked like his lip was like this. And I was like, why would you do that? Don't ever do it again. And to be honest, that's why we couldn't do the podcast last week, because
that is not the reason
I'm,
why.
I'm gonna tell you the truth, because
Raven stumped up talking about
because he ain't had no hair on his face and he looked crazy and he didn't want y'all to see him like
give
that.
Give me a close up right now, Raven. I look fine. It was perfectly okay. I was comfortable in my skin. Yes, I did shave my facial hairs because I was tired of edging it up and you know, things like that. I don't know. I just, you know, sometimes girls, y'all do it all the time. Y'all be in the like mirror, like, oh, I'm tired of doing my hair. You just cut the shit out.
Well, I mean, I feel that way when I don't have no lashes. That's what
I
did.
I was like, bro, I'm tired of washing my face. Washing my face and then shaving and stuff. Okay. That's a routine in the morning after you brush your teeth. It's a lot. And, you know, you gotta maintain your hair and stuff under your chin. You don't know. You ain't no dude.
I shaved my mustache.
You got a little wolf right
here.
Yeah,
I shaved it. And I ain't ashamed to say it. I shaved it. I used to get laser, but my laser package wore out. So now I gotta shave it. Listen, I told you I keep it real. Everybody know that about me. So anyway, I dropped my phone, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Hold on. Okay. 404 Day.
Yeah.
You did your concert at 404 Day. It was really amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. Shout out to everybody that came out. You had fun?
I did. You know, that's my type of music. That's my type of vibe.
Smoked your ass out, though.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Ladies, I feel bad for all the hood chicks.
The ones that work in the clubs that allow smoking. I don't understand. Every night, y'all got to go home with y'all hair.
You was slightly high.
No, I was not slightly high. I was high as if I smoked all night long, and I ain't smoked not one time. I had a huge contact.
So you hit Rocco weed,
Artist that was there, it felt like weed. I smoked with all them. Because every entourage that came in, they all lit up something different right next to me. I was messed up. It was bad.
That's
fun. But it was fun.
You had a good
though.
Time. You watched the show?
Yeah, it was a good. Did I watch the show?
I mean, did you enjoy the show? Sorry.
Yeah, it was a good concert. It was really good.
Who did you like the most?
What was that?
Who did you like the most?
I don't know who I like the most. You know who? I don't want to bring it up, but you know who I was a little concerned about?
Don't bring
it up.
Yeah, yeah, you can bring it up.
Kilo.
Well, babe, Kilo's 75 now. He's getting up there.
He is not 75. He just looked so out of it, like he didn't know. I don't know. And then I talked to somebody off the stage, and they say he had a stroke. So I didn't know he had a stroke. You know, Kilo is one of my faves besides Fabo and all them.
Kilo was an Atlanta legend.
He's been at all my birthdays.
I was just playing. But no, Kilo's a great guy, man. He just, but you got to understand, these guys are getting older just like
I know,
we are,
and so. I'm sad about it. Like, I just feel like they're going to be with me forever.
And then, you know, she intentionally tells me, like, she's going to chase these guys around.
Oh, yeah, all around the city, everywhere they go.
Until they don't want to rap no more. But
yeah, and you've gotten them to perform on my birthday maybe... The last 3 years they performed at my birthday.
Yeah, you're getting old.
Yeah, but we took the kids on spring break.
Spring break was
amazing. We went to Florida. We went to SeaWorld.
I'm over that shit.
I have never been to SeaWorld before.
I'm just over.
No, you over Florida? What are you over? What are you talking about?
Like spring break.
Christmas break, Thanksgiving break,
Thanksgiving
food break,
school
teacher break. We ain't had
break
any
break because it's time to break. Testing break.
Every kind of break, right? We didn't have all those breaks when we was in school.
I remember how excited we was to be like, you know, remember that last day of school?
Yeah.
And everybody signing your yearbook on. Damn, I don't think they excited. Like, they'd be like, oh man, we had a break 3 weeks ago.
Cause they just keep getting breaks. You know what? I looked at the calendar. They had a break every month of school.
I need to see a calendar for a public school and a private school calendar. I don't think they're the same.
They said they follow the same guy.
There's no damn way.
I don't remember us having a break every single week. Like, that's just excessive.
And I don't know why do they think they get a trip every break, babe?
Listen,
and you ain't no better. You enforce it a little bit too.
No, because I tried to talk you out of this one, and you know I did. But we're going to have to figure some other stuff out because they over Disney. They don't want to go to Disney no more. Are y'all kids, like, over Disney? Like, our kids don't want to go to Disney no more. They like, mommy, we've been there too many times. We want to do something else. So when we try to do something quick and just drive to Florida, we had to figure something else out. So we went to SeaWorld because we've never been to SeaWorld.
Thanks, Mom. SeaWorld.
Thanks, Mom. I've never been there.
Shamu still there? Damn, that might not be right. One of the damn big whales was there, and it was cool. It was a great show.
Shamu
was there at one point in time. They used to advertise her
not
like that.
Not no more.
Okay, well, I'm sorry if she died. R.I.P. But I didn't know.
Well, look, I might be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, Shamu could have been there.
Well, I don't know. It was some killer whales and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was hot as hell.
Hot as hell.
But it was dope.
We rode one ride. One dope roller coaster.
One ride. Like, only because we got to do a trip. Listen, y'all. We going to plan a Florida trip with adults only so that we can go and ride. Or big kids. Not little kids like ours. So that we can ride all the rides that we want to ride because we didn't get a chance to ride the stuff.
I'm set on getting to Disneyland sometime this year. Because it's just adults. I don't give a damn who go with me. I'm going.
Oh, you're talking about L.A.?
Yeah, L.A. Yeah. And then I want to come back to Orlando and do some stuff, too. Because I've missed out on a lot of rides.
Man,
Tomorrow World and shit. Yeah, teacups.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Me, too. Listen, what else is going on? What else happened to us since we've been here last? We got snakes at our house, y'all. Yeah. We got snakes.
Oh, we don't. We had one damn snake that ended his timely demise very shortly. It was
snakes.
Short-lived. Ebony, I can't believe you. I'm so disappointed in you. You are a Capital Homes chick.
And
you're scared of a freaking
I ain't never seen snakes.
Baby snake.
I might have seen some roaches, but I ain't never seen no snakes before. Like, I ain't never.
I cannot believe you, bro. Are you disappointed in me? You screamed from the inside of the house on the video you posted. When I'm out there with the damn snake that tried to tear my head off.
Tried to tear your head
you
off.
You weren't out there. How would you know? I seen his
I was
eyes.
Looking out the window.
He looked at me.
And did what, babe? What'd he do? He did that, right? I saw that. And I caught that on video.
That?
I
think he tried to kill me, but I killed his ass first, though.
But listen, though. They say that snake eat the poisonous snakes. So now he was trying to get the poisonous snakes. That means there's more snakes in the yard.
Not in the Avery yard.
And Fabo told us they run in packs.
Well, we good.
So it's another snake somewhere else.
If you got any more dudes who trying to come out of our yard, don't do it, bro.
If you and your snake friend
watch the podcast, it's a wrap. I killed your homeboy. That nigga is dead.
They said you weren't supposed to kill it, though, babe.
I killed this.
You weren't supposed to kill it.
And I got Snake Be Gone from Home Depot. It's over with. Don't come back.
All right, we got to get into some topics because we've been talking too much about nothing. What's going on? How you feeling about the new diss tracks and the beef between the rappers now? It was the women.
What are you going to say? Presented the
right way? No, I'm saying, listen, give me a second. Okay. It was the women, and now it's the move to the men. So they got, it's something Drake and J. Cole, J. Cole versus Kendrick. Drake basically versus... We can go down the list and name. Him against everybody. But him and Rick Ross have really been going like back and forth on Instagram. And
I think that's all for TV. It's entertaining.
Really?
Them niggas ain't nobody finna kill nobody. So that's what make it cool. It's entertaining.
How you know that it's not really going to get that serious? Because they doing some some low blows too.
They not. They talking about who richer, who house got more land.
I mean,
shit like that. If that's what y'all teasing each other about, Tupac and Biggie was trying to kill each other. That's the difference between that. And Drake and all them, he sent a band to Magic City to play drums in front of Magic City for Metro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. That's
What about Drake posting that video that they say was Rick Ross back when he was in training?
We all know that.
We ain't never seen that video, though.
I ain't never seen that video. I don't know who that nigga paid
for
that.
He was singing and stuff.
Everywhere we go.
Right. But listen.
I mean, look, when you play with a nigga with money, it get funny.
What I'm saying. Like, what?
If I had a video on Rick Ross doing some goofy shit, too, I'd probably No, take the chick.
What's the most legendary like rap beef you remember or you?
She remember the one I was in.
You was in a legendary rap beef?
What?
Who? I don't know. You know, I don't keep up with what you got going on.
Yeah, you must have moved to LA and forgot that I almost got killed being with Gucci when Jeezy was on everybody's ass. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Shawty
didn't know about
Lowe
it.
And freaking.
I knew. T. I didn't know you had nothing to do with it.
I got a story. Man, listen.
Tell us about it then.
Which
one? I didn't know.
Know. I'll never forget. One time, me and Infamous was DJing at Club Pure on Chester Bridge. And Shawty Lowe was in the club. And mm-hmm. this was like right at the height of, you know, it must be two sides, mm-hmm. all that shit. So T.I. texts us and says, hey, Holiday, play my diss record. I was like, which one? The one you dissing Shawty Lowe? And he's like, aww. Yeah. I got you. You and Infamous, you know y'all my niggas, but I'm gonna send y'all some money right now. Expeditiously. and listen, he sent us
the money.
But we played the record. And when we played the record, that nigga Infamous, he kind of wound it up and he loaded it up. I looked at that nigga like, boy, you sure? It's just me and you now. And he played the record and we kind of like slumped down and Infamous put his head down. And then Shawty Lowe and about 30 niggas from Bankhead just looked at us.
Uh-oh.
And they all left the section, came over and they tried to fight us, man.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and
I
then
didn't
Country
Kane
came
it.
Up there and walked us to our car.
Wow.
Outside the country.
So how did it end? Like,
it was multiple altercations like that. But, you know, just that in itself, and that was crazy. That was a crazy night.
But I'm saying,
but
like,
I wasn't even
was
no
the...
beef. I was in, like, the real beef is, like I told you, Jeezy and Gucci forever. And that, you know, them CTE niggas was, they used to come to all my parties and be like, you better not play no Gucci. And I used to be like, nigga, stop it.
I'll never forget that the verses and with you and, you know, and you played that song and you couldn't hear what was really going on. And Gucci said something about one of Jeezy dead homeboys.
Yeah.
I know, but you didn't know. And I was like, oh, Lord, Jeezy going to be pissed at you.
No,
and then
is.
We went to the club afterwards and you had to play. You was playing their music, right? Like, you played, but it was a diss song or something.
I ain't played no diss song.
You didn't? I thought you played something
that
was awkward. They was both in the club.
That was the first and last time I ever played that record out loud. Like, and we all agreed to that. Like, we're going to leave it on the floor. It was type.
But you spoke to Jeezy after that and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's like.
It's still a little tension.
Yeah, it's like,
Really? Yeah. Even though you couldn't really hear what was going on, you had to do your job.
He wouldn't invite me to his birthday.
Oh,
cool.
That's crazy.
It's cool. I chose a side. That's fine. But, you know, paid off. I'm okay. The chef is here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Hey.
It's always an amazing situation when we can get some new blood in here. And today we have.
I'm excited.
Hello, everybody. I am Chef C. From
Chef
New Chick in the Kitchen.
New Chick in the Kitchen.
All right, so I'll explain really quick what we have here. If you know me, you know I like to do a little Jamaican
hold on, that's
type
my
of twist.
Part.
Like, wait, hold on. You're joking, right?
Hey,
now.
Chef C. How
ready.
You doing today?
Hi, how are you?
What do you have for us today?
All right, so you. Today I tried to take it on like a little Jamaican twist. So what we have here is a stuffed grilled jerk chicken. I stuffed
Ooh.
It with sweet plantain. Oh. You have a barbecue jerk on top.
Plantain.
We have a coconut curry cabbage. And Ooh. Then I have a baked mac and cheese. Now on the side, you have a little mango corn salsa. It is a little spicy.
Mm, okay.
I know you like to have things with a little spice. So, mm-hmm. you know, I tried to put it on the side. I know Holiday doesn't do too much spice. I did step outside the box. With this.
I can do spice.
This is something I never made before. So you guys are the first ones tasting it. I didn't taste it. I didn't know how it was going to be.
Stuffed plantain. That's the banana stuff.
It's the banana stuff that comes on the side.
And we never eat plantain, right?
Y'all
but
never
listen,
eat plantain?
Mm-mm.
But that shit taste like
it's good.
A good ass baked chicken with some
like
guy.
Sweet,
what,
potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, okay, and then the garnish. Cabbage. The cabbage is a coconut curry cabbage.
What is this garnish right here?
This is thyme.
I've never seen
it. It's fresh thyme.
And it's pink.
Well, depending on upon what kind you get. So
wow.
that one has like the leaves on it. So it doesn't always look like that though.
Okay, because I don't know what the,
that one is really pretty because it gives like
fresh.
A micro blend kind of look as well.
It tastes like banana pudding too. That,
it tastes like banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Pudding. Banana pudding jerk chicken.
That shit good.
It's good.
Mm.
I like it.
I'm gonna dig into this.
So
right.
Guys,
this thing good.
Simone is a friend of ours, and
yeah, this
I'm
is
sorry.
Our friend.
Oh, I'm looking at. I still get used to the camera. Listen, Simone is a friend of ours. She's been a friend of ours for a very, very long time. But I'm surprised she ain't never been on here to cook before.
You cook for us. Yeah, I've cooked at you guys for different things at the house before. But I never bought plates. I didn't cater the holiday and everything. But I never made it on here. So I'm happy to be here. I'm
excited. Thank you for taking the time out.
You always welcome.
I've actually been on the podcast before, but it wasn't
Miss 22
cooking
So how long have you been cooking?
I've been cooking full time since 2019. I worked corporate background for a long time, and then one day I got fired, and I was like, I don't think I need to work for nobody no more. Man. And it's like every time I try to get a job, I would get fired, and I was like, I just need to work for myself. So I went in, I started doing meal prep, started doing little baby showers and parties, and then it just everything just took off from there.
So basically, like, staying out the ditches of life.
That's mad deep, yo. Yeah,
staying
basically.
Staying out the ditches
of life.
The ditches of life.
All right. I mean.
You've been doing your thing, though. I've been seeing you,
Thank you so much. Catering all these.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The ditches
that went
of
over
life.
My head.
You just got to.
The ditches. Of life, staying out the ditches.
I still don't get
to talk about it later.
Okay.
Revisit
Super
that.
Bowl, but... the ditches.
Oh,
wow. So stupid, hey, man. Staying out the ditches of life.
I would have never in my life.
I wouldn't have got that. And I was the one in the ditch.
Yeah,
because
you didn't go help.
Anyway. I was the one in the ditch. I still got blue paint on my car. Shout out to PJ for coming. I mean, holiday too.
Shout out to PJ. I got you out.
Y'all, that's an inside thing.
Yeah,
we
gonna
forever
just leave that
have memories.
Man, every time y'all with me is something. It's never a dull moment.
Every time you with us, it's something.
It's never a dull moment.
But listen, I tell you all the
time. Y'all accept me as I am. I love y'all.
That's what I was about to say. I tell you all the time. I love your life. You just be like the life of the party everywhere you go. And you be hanging out and doing your thing. But one thing about it. If you got a job the next day, you going to get that job
done.
Oh,
yeah, it gets done.
Like,
I get it done. I had a job. I've been up since 2:30 this morning. I had a job at a high school, New Manchester in Douglasville.
Wow.
Shout out to them. Well, that's just it until, it's just, that's it. I don't got another book until Sunday, a private dinner. So,
good.
The cabbage. Mm-hmm. I usually do shrimp in it, but I know you don't do the sea. So,
I love some shrimp, but it's cool.
Don't do that to me. Mm. Okay, this ceramic in, right?
Here we go.
Are you single?
Ooh.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of eligible bachelors in Atlanta would love a woman who know how to cook.
Yes.
And you're a chef, so that's even better.
Yeah, so don't try to use me and just come around so I could cook for you.
No. I don't think that'd be the situation.
Happened. Yeah? Yeah, first date. So you gonna cook? Like, no, I'm not gonna cook. You don't know how to make no grits. You ain't from the South. Like, boy, get out of here. Oh, I hear it all the time.
So look, we ask this every chef to come on. If you were to cook for somebody for the very first time, a dude that you just met, and you was trying to impress him.
It's a difference.
What do you mean?
A dude that you just met and a dude who put it down.
Right. Well, okay.
Well,
a dude
that's too
that you're trying to impress.
The one I just met ain't put it down like what? Like down?
He put it down.
Like down, diggy, down, down.
He diggied it down. He did it.
Okay.
Back to my question, Robert. What would you make for someone for the very first time if you're trying to impress them and show off, like, you know, I can really cook? Like,
so honestly, when I talk to guys, some of the first questions I ask them are you allergic to seafood? Because I love seafood. Mm-hmm. And I always was like, I can't date no guy that don't like seafood because I love, but obviously I can, but it's not like something that I can't deal with. But I always ask what their favorite food is. So whatever their favorite food is, I'm going to make it, but I'm going to try to put some type of twist on it.
Facts.
That has my style. So if he likes steak, I'm going to try to make a steak, but I'm going to try to do something different with it. Mm-hmm. So whatever he likes, whatever it is you like.
Whatever you like.
Whatever it is
you like. You travel and you cook. So what's the top three places that you love for food?
Number one
being the best.
Anything in the islands. So let's say Jamaica.
That's three.
Jamaica is amazing. So okay, go back.
I need 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Colombia.
Colombia.
Colombia. Okay.
Colombia.
All right, Vato.
Mexico.
So this is Mexico. Okay.
And then it's different. Colombian. Well, okay, no. Let me take it back. All right, let me take off Colombia. I'm gonna say three, Dominican Republic. Because DR, I love Dominican food. Mm-hmm. I grew up around a lot of Dominicans. Right. So I love Dominican food. And then Mexican food is my favorite, my second favorite. And then for number one, I'm going to go with any type of West Indian food. So anything like Jamaican, any type of Trini, like some type of roti or anything like that. I'm totally down for the Caribbean vibes. But it's crazy because my favorite food is Asian cuisine. But I love Asian cuisine. And I've been to Thailand and I was not crazy about the food.
Some smart people.
I think I like Asian, I mean, American Asian cuisine. It's a big difference.
Really?
It's a big difference from when you're eating Thai food here that's so Americanized, and when you go over there, that's not how it tastes.
It's different,
so
really.
I was just like, I don't like this. I ate tom yum soup the whole time I was in Thailand.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, but she found a new place over there.
But I do it with chicken. I don't do it. They normally put shrimp in it, but
so anybody, I love Thai food. So
number one nationality of food, y'all gonna say Asian, both of y'all, or Thai?
For my favorite, but my favorite place.
So y'all don't like soul food.
No, I'm not big soul food person.
I would choose you could Mexican do without soul food
for the rest of your life?
I could, or Thai, like stir fries.
No, I need some fried chicken.
You
got
to pick one nationality, though.
That I could just take out for the rest?
No, rest of the life, you got it. That's what you got to eat.
It ain't going to be soul food. We all going to be big as a house.
All right, cool.
That's why I'm... No, let me stop.
Yeah, but you like it, so you just like ribs. This nigga will take down a half a rack.
A whole slab.
No, a half a rack.
Oh, Jesus
But Christ. So Mexican or Thai? Thai and Asian.
Some type of like stir fry type of vibe for me.
Yeah. For sure.
But it gotta be spicy.
Well, Chef C, thank you so much for coming.
Yes, this food is so good.
You did amazing. The food is amazing. This plant, you know, you the only person that got me to eat some plantain.
I was just about to say that. We put them we either put them to the side or we tell them don't put them on our plate.
No plantain, please.
And they good.
You put that shit inside the chicken, which is amazing.
I forced you.
I know my friend.
It was something different. I've never seen it before. And I was like, let me try something.
It tastes like
today.
Sweet potatoes, though.
Awesome.
You know, my friend Indra cooks all this type of stuff. She gonna probably be
I've
like,
never seen that before.
Me either. I know. I came up with it when I was driving down the highway. I was like, what am I gonna stuff some chicken with some
That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel when I cook food.
Okay.
You think you could do? Do you think you could do like Chop or Chef Shop or something?
No. You know what I want to do? Guys, grocery games. I want to run through the grocery store and grab. Like, I want to do something fun. I don't want.
I could do Chop though. You don't think you could do Chop?
Chop Junior.
No, man.
I don't even know them bastards. Be like, what is that? Listen, my degree is in film and television. Okay,
man,
my background is in marketing and PR. I don't know half the stuff on there.
We gonna do a chef cook off on the show. So
no, we're actually doing a event where we're gonna invite some chefs and
Whatever y'all need, you know, I got it.
Amazing for sure.
This is so good.
All right, well, Chef C, thank you so much for coming. Tell everybody where to follow you on Instagram.
Okay, so basically, you can find me on Instagram at New Chick in the Kitchen. If you go on there, you click the link in my
bio. New chick, like new.
Oh, okay. Not new. Why everything gotta be like XXX?
I thought you was cooking new to the kitchen.
I need to get me an OnlyFans and do a little sexy cooking class, right? It's a New Chick in the Kitchen, N-E-W-C-H-I. Bless you, baby.
Sorry.
N-E-W-C-H-I-C-K in the kitchen. And click the link on there. I got all types of meal prep, catering. I'm a children's cookbook author.
I was about to say,
I have
hold
a book
on.
Called
Let me,
Mac and Cheese, Please.
I was about
please.
To say, she got a Mac and Cheese, Please book.
Yes.
And she tell you how to make mac
how
and
to make
cheese.
It.
And listen.
Is this the mac and cheese?
Get the book.
That's Gracie's Mac and Cheese.
Get the book.
So it's called Gracie's Mac and Cheese, Please. You go in there. It has a cool song that goes with it. It's on Apple Music.
Sing a song for us real quick.
Hurry up.
We're going to have it on the outro. We whipped it. We grated. We made it. We ate it. It's mac and cheese, please. Yeah, mama, we made it. Go, Gracie. Go, Gracie. Go, Gracie. Yeah. Shout
Amazing.
Out to my niece and my goddaughter, Tori and Sky, who did the song with me.
Yes.
Chef C.
Listen.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you for coming. Man, that food was so good.
Man, shout out to Chef C, man. Yes. Definitely killed it. I can't call her Chef C. That sounds weird.
It sounds weird to you because you know her, right?
That's like, let's take another shot. Let's go.
You crazy.
My nigga.
It was good. So listen.
Yeah.
I seen this game, and I want us to play this game. So it's basically a word game.
Yeah, we have a dry eraser board.
A dry erase board, yeah.
What
so they're going to give us random words, right?
Mm.
And we have to, whatever word we think of that's associated with that word, we have to write it down.
Cool.
Okay?
I've seen this before.
Yes. So they're going to say, like, big, and we got to write something down. After that, like, I would put foot. What would you put after big? But you got to do it quick, babe.
Okay, cool,
come on.
Cool, cool.
Oh, you so nasty. You going to be nasty with it.
All right.
All right. Let's go. Stanky. Let's see how compatible we are. All right. You ready?
Yep.
Turn it over.
What did it say?
Leg. We both got leg.
I got it, leg.
All right, let's
Easy.
See. What else?
I like this game. Okay, what else?
Ice. All Ready?
Right. Yeah.
Ice, baby. Okay.
I'm a DJ.
We got that one wrong. Well, I don't know who got it wrong.
What I mean.
Ice, baby.
You thinking
really?
About food.
Dude. All right, Michael.
Come on, man. Easy.
All right, yeah, that one was easy. Okay.
Of all time.
What else?
One more. Two more. All right, here we go.
Fried. You finna think of something goofy just so you can.
Chicken.
Oh, okay.
What you did?
I did chicken.
Oh, okay, cool. I can't read yours.
What you trying to say? My handwriting sloppy?
I can see it.
I'm writing fast.
It looks small.
I got good handwriting, by the
way. And the last one. Make it a good one, Chanterelle. Make it a good one.
Come on.
Come on. You can edit it. Make it a good one. Okay. Raven, give us a word.
Just yell a word out, Raven.
Sex.
You ready?
Yeah. What you say, Toys? Sex ed.
Oh my God.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, in school.
Yeah, we didn't say sex ed. I used to laugh so much. Whenever That's they it. Said penis and vagina.
That was a fun game. We rushed it, so we can't do as many as we would like, but that was very fun. We got to do that again next episode.
Shout out to see how, what's the name of this game?
See how in sync we are. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well.
But that was dope.
The dry eraser board. Who knows?
Yes, the dry erase board thought game.
The Avery dry erase board thought game.
No, we didn't come up with it, babe.
We did?
Mm-mm.
Well, it looked like we made it fun.
Okay, right. We did. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So no fan mail. Okay, we got time to still do fan mail.
Man, what's up, fans? I love y'all, but y'all just.
Y'all questions be long.
Yeah.
Hopefully it ain't long this time. Let's
Please
see.
Don't let it be long.
All right, Risky. Do you still keep in contact with the Real Chance to Love girls? Yeah, on Instagram. I don't really talk to them on the phone. I mean, I don't talk to nobody on the phone really, but my mama and my husband.
No, you
but,
don't.
You know, but I keep in contact with them on Instagram. So thank God for social media. It's a couple of them. We, you know, we
Who were the, talk. Who's the one you was closest to?
Now or then?
Now.
Callie. Christine, yeah, Callie.
The Asian girl.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, that was my, that's, well, still, that's my sis. I love
Candy
her
wasn't on there, was she?
Candy was on another, she was, oh, okay, yeah, okay. She was on another show.
I can't ever remember.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all but, was hanging together.
Okay, let's think. You got two more questions.
Yeah.
DJ Holiday, will you be working on any new mixtapes or albums?
I just did one with Doughboy. He's a kid out of Ohio, did an amazing following. We did an album, so it's out right now on all streaming platforms.
Nice.
It's this white kid named Ian. I had to track him down. It took me 2 days, but he found an old beat that I did. He took my tag, and it shit went viral on TikTok. Like, literally, every label called me and asked me, was I connected to him? So, shout out to Ian. Me and 600 Breezy about to drop one. We're just getting ready after 4:20 to get everything together and stuff.
Sound like Ian owes somebody some money.
Oh, yeah, no, Ian, no, it's below. I had to find the kid, though. Like, he's super popping on TikTok. Like, trendy as hell. Like, so.
That's dope.
Pretty cool.
All right, well, that is it for fan mail, that is it for the show. That was a good show.
That was a good show. Shout out to Chef C for coming through, dropping
Simone
off that.
Miss 22.
Dropping off the stuffed banana chicken
man
vibe.
I never thought I would
that
eat
mac
plantains,
and cheese had a it got a platinum hit with it. You
in
know?
A ramekin. That's what they call ramekins.
Man, that was good. She might have cooked for your birthday. Man,
you know what?
I wonder if she can cook some plates. Mm. And then we have like a little soiree in the hotel room before we get crazy at the pool.
You never know.
Yeah. So you know Raven and Chanteria coming. I already know that shit gonna be crazy. That motherfucker, that don't play.
Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. He be getting off track. Y'all for tuning in to another episode.
Dinner with the Avery's.
If y'all have any questions, any type of fan mail y'all want, fan mail questions answered, you want to be a chef on the show, possibly you want to be a guest on the show, you have some ideas for us, send us anything at asktheavery's@gmail.com or you can DM us at Dinner with the Avery's. Follow our page at Dinner with
Subscribe
the Avery's.
Subscribe to
our YouTube. Comment,
Because my daughter
like,
said we don't have
share.
Enough followers yet. And she said, when we get to 1,000, it's a clickable or something. She was trying to show me the other day.
Oh, yeah. She be schooling us on that. So, yeah. Yes, y'all give us all the love on our personal pages. But when it comes to our podcast, Instagram page, and YouTube, y'all don't give us the same love. I don't know if y'all trying to be secretive or what. But listen, no. Give us the same love,
don't hide your love
on
the
public pages, on our Dinner with the Avery's page, our YouTube. All of that. Even you can leave messages on Apple Music. I mean, reviews and stuff on Apple Music. So please do that.
For sure.
Follow me at RiskyBusiness23.
Follow me at DJ Holiday. And follow us at Dinner with the Avery's.
Yes. And follow at New Chick in the Kitchen.
And thank you guys for an amazing show.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Really appreciate you
we
so much.
We love y'all. Have a good week. So much. We'll see y'all next week.
We'll see. Happy 420.